This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report, our weekly Brazilian operational update. Brazil's soybean planting is starting to inch forward. Things won't begin to heat up until later this month. So far, only 4% of Brazil's soybean crop has been planted, and the state of Paraná leads the way with 20% completed. This year is slightly ahead of last year, as conditions appear to be close to optimal, whereas last year was extremely dry. Mato Grosso has only 6% planted, but will begin to pick up steam. Brazil could plant nearly 101 million acres this season. That will be roughly 6 million acres more than last year. With a yield of 52 bushel per acre, Brazil could reach 144 million metric tons in production. Soybean exports have reached 81.3 million metric ton compared to 78.8 million last year at this time. Prices are hovering around $14.62 at the port with little activity. Rain continues to fall in southern Brazil, the northern half of Mato Grosso. This facilitates planting in Mato Grosso while at the same time helps develop the first summer crop of corn in southern Brazil. Some cornfields are already being side-dressed with dry urea, which is the most common form of nitrogen available. Brazil is expecting a record total corn crop next season, and they'll need a good first crop to do it. The first corn crop is so far off to an excellent start. History has shown that soybeans have slowly begun eating away at the first season corn crop acres. However, this season may be different, as corn prices are hovering close to their all-time highs. This makes them very competitive with soybeans in terms of profit potential. For producers who have been planting soybeans on soybeans for several years, this makes rotating to corn very attractive. In fact, the first season corn area has been cut in half in the last 20 years, as farmers slowly shifted more towards soybeans in the south. Farmers planted nearly 30 million acres of first season corn back in 2000, versus just 15 million acres projected for the 2021 season. Of course, the increase in acreage in Brazil's second crop corn has more than offset this loss from the first crop. Nonetheless, some of Brazil's growth in soybean production has come at the expense of Brazil's first crop of corn. That trend will likely continue with higher corn prices and profit potential the only factor that could alter it. The 10 to 15 day weather forecast continues to show solid rainfall for southern Brazil, but shows more dry weather further north in states like Mato Grosso or Goiás. As farmers look to begin planting in early to mid-October, this could potentially delay soybean production, but that's not yet a certainty. The Purdue CME Ag Barometer reading shows growing pessimism. On a quarterly basis, the index is accompanied by an in-depth survey of 100 agriculture and agribusiness thought leaders. The September data was just released and shows farmers less optimistic about both current and future conditions than they were in August. The index of current conditions declined 12 points to 140 this month, while the index of future expectations fell 16 points to 116. The latter was the lowest reading since May of 2020 when the nation was in the grips of the COVID pandemic with commodity prices crashing. The concerns focus on rising input costs being a big factor in the growing pessimism, with just over a third of respondents expecting farm input prices to rise by more than 12% in the upcoming year. That's up from just 21% expecting such hikes in August and more than double what it was in July. For perspective, input cost increases of 12% plus would be more than six times the average farm input inflation rate of the last decade. Soaring fertilizer costs could impact the 2020 crop mix. The USDA forecast in June that operating costs for corn would be up just 2.2% in 2022, but it's now expected to be substantially more than that, with spiking fertilizer prices that comprise 33 to 44% of total costs for U.S. corn farmers. The Purdue Sentiment Barometer does show that farmers are still bullish on farmland values. The data shows both short and long-term farmland value expectation indexes rose this month. In fact, the long-term farmland value index hit a record high, while the short-term index rose to its third highest level since the data collection began in 2015. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.